It's been a strange and difficult time for us, but imagine if you were trying to buy or sell a home.
It's very brutal. It's not the best time to do it. If you don't need to buy right now or sell, I would wait a little while.
Tim Comstock is president of the Ventura County Coastal Association of Realtors, as well as a working real estate agent.
Got 9 listings right now, so it's kind of some of the listings came right as this was happening, and I could not even get in to take my photos. I have equipment with my partner, 3D cameras, we can do virtual tours, we can do all these things, but because we couldn't actually access the properties, we couldn't get those tours up so that a client would be able to look online and virtually walk through the house room by room and even measure with those tools.
In Ventura County, the current coronavirus containment rules require agents to sell homes online. Under certain circumstances, an agent can show a home. The owners can't be there for the showing. It can only be a single agent on hand. And for the people viewing the house, it can be no more than 2 people from the same household.
If we can, we have to do virtual tours. If that's not possible or practical, we can do a showing, but there's a protocol in place as far as who can be there.
Comstock talks about how clients are dealing with the situation.
It's case by case. If people didn't have urgency, I'm seeing about 20% drop off in listings that people said, you know what, let's wait. I'm concerned, you know, I have children or I have an elderly family member living with me or I'm older myself. I don't want the risk. So they said, I'm not going to sell my property right now. But we have other scenarios where they don't have an option. They need to move because of a job transfer, medical need, something that they need to be out of the area. And it's not an option. They have to try to work with the system.
But Comstock says despite the difficulties, some deals are still happening. He says using technology is helping.
It's a lot of the technology that's been there, but it just wasn't applied as much before. And we can still conduct the business. It's just there is some challenges. One thing being with the lending, another being with the appraisers, because if the appraiser says, hey, you know, is there anybody sick in the house or have this temperature? The appraisers don't want to go in. Everybody's having to work different methods of safety to make sure we're complying with the rules and no one's putting anybody at risk.
Keeping transactions flowing is key to those in the industry getting paychecks. How are agents doing in Ventura County?
There's a lot of positivity, but this business is one of those, sometimes you don't see a check for a while, something doesn't close, and so we're going into what would normally be our busy season. You know, a lot of people like to sell their houses in the springtime and get them done before the school year.
As for the future, what does the industry expect? Comstock talks about the potential impacts of the predicted coronavirus-fed recession.
NAR, our National Association of Realtors, they look at the last 4 cycles, the big events that have occurred in the years, 9/11, a recession, 1987, different years that we had events occur. And out of each one of those, home prices went up. We've been having a shortage of inventory. With more inventory off the market, I don't see values going down much. Might be short term, but people still want to buy homes. You have to live somewhere. What it's going to come down to is economics. If the people get their jobs back, they can afford to buy the house.
That's Tim Comstock, the president of the Ventura County Coastal Association of Realtors, talking about how the coronavirus crisis is impacting the real estate industry in our region. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.